Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
What about this for a starter today? Minister for Integration, Roderic O'Gorman, has issued an urgent plea for accommodation to house incoming refugees. Writing to fellow ministers, he explained that the government is now urgently seeking facilities in all vacant buildings that could be used to accommodate people and which are available immediately. This comes as 79 newly arrived asylum seekers currently have no state-provided accommodation, and as some new arrivals are left with nothing more than a sleeping bag. This desperate call for assistance, well, it signals that we're running out of options. And joining me with more on this and to discuss it further is advisor to the Irish Red Cross, Liam O'Dwyer. Liam, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cork.
How would you characterise this plea?
Well, look, this is not a good situation for the country to find itself in, but at least I'm delighted that the minister has gone out there and asked for this sort of assistance, both from the private sector and indeed from community organisations around the country. This is an emergency, and this is something we have been, I suppose, speaking to the department and speaking on media about since before Christmas, because I suppose that it was becoming evident that numbers are getting very tight. And while none of this is what any of us would want, this is far, far better than giving someone a sleeping bag and a voucher and having people out on the street.
Yeah, indeed. But I can't reconcile this plea for this urgent plea for accommodation from the minister with what I heard on Liveline with Joe Duffy earlier this afternoon. I think his name was Aidan Farrell. He was a hotelier. First caller on said he offered hotel accommodation to the government for refugees before Christmas and hasn't heard in months. Can you understand that?
Well, look, there's certainly a huge amount of frustration out there because I know quite a number of commercial providers would also come to us and would ask us, look, what are the terms and conditions, and to put them in touch with the department, and is this the way to go? And we do that. And even today, now after the minister's announcement, I had a number of people on the phone who we had advised and sent in their offers to the department, and I suppose they're very frustrated that they haven't heard yet, and that there's no doubt. Now, obviously, clearly hundreds have, because I mean, there's the amount of accommodation out there is very significant.
And they've accommodated 70,000 people. That is a line from government time and again. But is it down to that they don't have enough staff processing stuff?
To be honest, I don't know. Because I suppose we're busy at our own end with pledges, with local authorities, with other NGOs, and there's a significant number of people out there who are also helping through ad hoc arrangements. And with all of that, there's over 11,000 people now in private homes in pledged accommodation, through a variety of means, and that certainly is a help, and it does indicate the commitment of Irish people. But something else is needed now, because you're talking about something that is way beyond what I think any of us envisaged. I don't think any of us envisaged these numbers coming, and for the length of time.
Well,
that people
I think
are
the,
here.
The government, in fairness, did, because they envisaged higher numbers, in fact, at the very start of the war. But it seems the plans haven't been put in place to accommodate those numbers. The other problem, Liam, that I might tap your brain on is that the various communities are saying that they haven't been consulted before refugees arrive in their village or their town or their area. And then we've seen a rise in the number of anti-immigration or anti-immigrant protests. Just last night, 300 people in Mullingar protesting. Do they have a point? I mean, are people not being consulted adequately?
Judging from what we hear on the ground, I think the consultation is not happening. And some of that is because it's an emergency situation, and they've arrived with a building very late. They get access to a particular building, but really the consultation is an important part of this, because everywhere in the country, in Ireland, that this has worked, it's worked because the community is there with the, whether they're Ukrainians or people seeking international protection. Wherever you involve the community, Irish people are hugely generous. but they do need that bit of consultation to enable it to happen, and to enable it to happen in a constructive way for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that consultation must happen.
I'm sure you saw the figure released in briefing documents yesterday, Liam. 180,000 people could be seeking refuge here by the end of 2023. Now, that will put an awful lot of pressure on Minister for Integration, Roderick O'Gorman, and all of his colleagues in government. I just wonder, can the authorities, can the Irish Red Cross cope with everyone who'll seek refuge?
Well, look, I think this country can, and I think you have seen the generosity. We all have seen the generosity of people in this country. Just what I mentioned there, it's only a drop in the ocean. I know that the 11,000 people, or the 5,000 people who have got 11,000 pledgers in their house, I mean, that is refugees in their house. That's an extraordinary thing in itself. But there's no doubt that additional work is needed now by government. They have to move to larger scale accommodation to enable these people to come in. And look, as I've said before, Angela Merkel did it back in Germany in 2015 when a million Syrians came to Germany. And she utilised very, very large spaces for a period of time until she was able to put in place something more sustainable.
But we're not seeing that large scale accommodation being put in place. We're hearing talk about modular housing and so on. But I don't even know if it's in its infancy in terms of the planning process on that. And you mentioned the 11,000 people in people's homes, private homes. But what about the 12,000 beds that are going to come out of the hotel system if hotels go back to tourism?
Oh, that is, look, that's a significant issue. That actually is a significant issue facing us at this stage. And we're going to have to deal with that. I know the modular housing, they're coming on, and they'll have that probably in a month's time, the start of it anyway. And I know all of the buildings that they are renovating at the moment, the older institutional buildings, and they will all help. But what's needed because of the significant numbers is an emergency response now. And that's why, look, I'm delighted to say that the minister has gone looking for the larger scale accommodation, because we can't have people on the streets. And as a nation too, I mean, there's a huge generosity around this country, because so many people, like, we all remember the forced goodbyes mm-hmm. at the airport. We remember so many of our friends and family who had to leave this country. And we've populated half the world
I do understand that, but given the figures that we have and could have here in 2023 seeking refuge, is this simply, in terms of planning for this, is it too little too late in your opinion?
Well, it's coming to become too late, but I mean, I think at least it's out there now. At least the minister is looking, which I think is so important, and he has his staff focused on it. And so far, they have delivered, delivered very well. Now something else is called for, and just we're really pleased that he's moving on that at this stage.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for your time on this Friday afternoon. Liam O'Dwyer, advisor to the Irish Red Cross. Thank you very much.